can sustain this joy and this peace and this purpose of who we are and get us through the hardest times. If you want that for some of your loved ones who have, you know, just stopped believing in God and think all that is what they see from day to day, reach out to them. So it's for them. It's for, you know, the really, you know, people who are just like, wow, faith is just so important to them, and everybody in between. So it's for everyone. And like you said, this is not a conference. This is like an experience of faith that after you go through these 2 days, your life is forever going to be changed.
Right. And it's not, as I understand, you're not just going to sit there and be spoken to.
No.
People, there's going to be interaction, not in an intimidating way, but just you're going to actually know some of the people around you, get to know people.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole idea of re-enkindling sort of the early church where people really are on fire for Christ and know each other and support each other. And I love the fact, as you point out, Father Dave, that whether you're 15 or 51 or, you know, 95, it's for you, whether you're a man, woman, whether you're a boy, a girl. Really, it's going to be a powerful experience for everybody who's there.
And you know, Mark? Dave, at St. Gabriel Radio, it's always been the mission from the beginning to grow faith in the Diocese of Columbus and to bring us into the fullness of faith. And we do that on air, but your support has led to something like this, which is an experience with Christ. Not just hearing, you know, the word, but also now having an experiential opportunity where you come and bring folks that are not just the ones that are here, but the ones who need to hear it, feel it, and have a relationship with Christ. So we all know, and I think that's part of our rebirth of the Catholic faith that's happening through Catholic Radio over the last several years, since Mother Angelica started this, is to bring us to personal relationship with Christ. Not words Catholics used to use, but it's
right.
The truth.
Yeah.
That we have to know Christ in a different way, more experientially. And when you come together with people of faith, the Holy Spirit is stirring in that place. We see it at Damascus. We see it when we go on pilgrimages. We feel it.
Mm.
And then it starts to be something different than just knowledge. It becomes something that touches your soul. And I think that's what I'm excited about. So not being on the board anymore and under the capable leadership, and I'm so excited for all of us as part of the St. Gabriel family of what this rescue project is that Father Ricardo's doing. It is new. It is the first one.
Right.
And it is such an incredible opportunity to bring kids and wives and families, not just the men's conference, not just the women's conference, not just the kids at Damascus. Picture all three of those, you know, individual initiatives and how much they are changing lives. Because I've been, you know, fortunate to experience all of those in a way that's really powerful. It's almost to me like bringing it together, but bringing a plus one or a plus three with you who have never experienced. I don't even know what you're talking about when you say experience Christ at Damascus or at men's conference or women's conference. Because when you're there, the feeling of the Holy Spirit is real.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is going to be for me. And I'm so excited that we've been able to support that and bring that in.
Well, and supporting it too. I mean, we as St. Gabriel are sponsoring it. I mean, we're putting our money where our mouth is, right? I mean, we're taking some of the monies that we've received in order to be a sponsor of an event that we know is going to make an impact across our diocese, you know? So, you know, when
and it's
you
perfectly
get,
consistent. I mean, we're
yes.
called to be heralds of the gospel.
Yes. So we're bringing someone here that has been consistently on the air, Father John Ricardo, we're bringing him in person for a 2-day event so that we, for 2 days, can just have him lead our hearts, minds, and souls and lives to the Lord. And St. Gabriel Radio is sponsoring that. So help us and not just the airways, but bring someone who's been on our airways live here in our diocese. Call 614-459-4820. If the lines are busy, call stgabrielradio.com. We got two more gifts, and this is from Ada. And she's from St. Francis. We know Ada. And she is such a wonderful person. She's doing this in honor of my mother, Phyllis Sizemore, who just passed away a couple weeks ago. And she just wants to do that in honor of her. So thank you, Ada, for your wonderful gift. And also, we have another gift. It's from Rita. She's from St. Francis. And Rita's doing this in honor of my mom also. And she just told us that that she just came back to the church about a year ago. She's in her 60s. That's what she said. And she converted from being a Protestant to being a Catholic. That she started listening to St. Gabriel Radio and really just started, you know, thinking about and praying about, and the Lord was calling her to the fullness of the faith. And so she went through our RCIA program, and she has become Catholic and just very active. And I also want to thank her because she's a retired hospice nurse.
Oh, wow.
And she spent the last year caring for my mother.
Who is that?
This is Rita.
That was Rita. That was Rita.
Gift. Yeah.
By the way, Rita's awesome. A great example of how you make St. Gabriel Radio part of your plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another gift from St. Francis in Newark, a dear friend that's part of the St. Francis we know. Kathy, thank you for your gift supporting from St. Francis in Newark.
Kathy. Well, and there's thank one you, more Kathy. Here from Deanna, and this one, she loves Father John Ricardo and has got 10 tickets to the upcoming rescue project.
Wow. Wow.
Which is fantastic. And this is in honor of Father Sizemore.
Oh, wow.
She said,
wow.
And all the special needs family. So thank you so much, Deanna. That's fantastic. I just got 11 tickets, actually, for my, you know, for a bunch
it's
of people in my
terrific.
Family.
It's going to be huge. Thousands of people.
Really, we're over 1,000 people who are in attendance right now, as I understand it. But we can seat up to 5,000, okay? Here's my prediction. You know, it's June. People are just going to keep coming and coming and coming. So call also or go to stgabrielradio.com and get your tickets because this is going to be a sold-out event.
Early. Absolutely.
This is going to be one of the most significant events in our diocese in years.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And this is one of the ways you make St. Gabriel Radio part of your plan, right? You use St. Gabriel Radio to grow in holiness and to share the gospel. And, you know, it's worth noting that this event with Father John Ricardo is the first of what's intended to be a national series of events. But Father John Ricardo selected Columbus, Ohio intentionally as the start point. And I have to say, I think that St. Gabriel Radio is no small reason why. I look at the tremendous catalytic effect of St. Gabriel Radio over the last 15 years in our diocese, and it has been, I think, such a boost to so many other ministries, to so many of the parishes, because of what it does and what you, our listeners, enable us to do. Give us another call at 614. Give us a call. I said another call. Hey, maybe you want to give us another call. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Help us to continue to spread the gospel. We do this within and through you and by the grace of our Lord.
I have an announcement.
Oh, I'm listening.
We hit another 7.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, we hit another 7. So I get to spin the wheel.
You just want
to
spin that wheel.
I want to give coffee to priests, okay? We need it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to spin the wheel.
So now I know why there's blank spots. When you pick a priest, then that priest comes off the board so that the other priests have a better chance.
I like it.
So
did they take Brian Beal off?
Yeah, so Father Brian doesn't get too amped up on coffee and other priests aren't out there dragging because they didn't get any coffee.
Okay, good. Here we go. All right.
Okay, here's the spin. It's like Wheel of Fortune or something.
We didn't
keep,
get
keep spinning, keep
one
spinning.
More, one more.
Don't give up. Clickety click, 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 click. Oh, who is
Father it? Father Jeff Conning. Father Jeff Conning is a good friend of mine. He is at Sacred Heart in New Philadelphia and also Immaculate Conception Parish in Denison. Great guy.
Father
great
Jeff
guy.
Conning.
And
Father
he
Jeff's
will
good guy.
Definitely appreciate a gift of coffee.
So all of our callers who just supported us, first off, thank you so much for what you're doing for St. Gabriel Radio and for all of our listeners and all the souls we seek to reach. But also, thank you on behalf of Father Jeff.
Yeah, so it's a gift card from where again? Where are we giving it
Tim
from?
Hortons.
Tim Hortons, right? And we want to hit that goal, by the way. We want 21 or more callers.
Yeah, that would just be incredible if we got 21, right? Because, I mean, have we ever gotten 21 in an hour?
I'm not sure that we have.
Yeah.
16, 18.
But this is
normally,
a Friday
right?
morning crowd. You can count on them.
Come on.
These
come
are
on.
Our listeners.
Come on. Give us a call.
I so believe in the Friday morning crowd.
459-4820.
What was that number again?
614-459-4820 or you can get us at stgabrielradio.com. Let us get to 21.
21, yeah.
So we just need 7 more gifts in order to get to 21 this hour. I know we could do
459-4820. And notice how easy we made that at the end, 4820.
That's right.
Yeah. So easy.
There's a good engineer behind all this.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we love what we do. And of course, our listeners know the richness of our programming throughout the year. Other than when they let folks like us goof around for a couple of days and interact with our listeners, we know that most of our programming is meant to edify and to lift them up, to teach, to catechize, to share the gospel with others, to be a resource, to encourage others you know to listen so that you don't have to do all the evangelizing yourself. Well, in that spirit, not forgetting our mission, let's take a minute and listen to one of a clip from one of our regular speakers. Who do you think we're going to hear from? Any guesses?
Acts 29, Father John Ricardo.
Oh, he's right. It's Father John, and everybody knows Father John. So let's hear what Father John Ricardo has to say about the examination of conscience.
Maybe just asking ourselves, do we take seriously the call to examine ourselves before we go to communion?
Yeah, I mean, so I read 1 Corinthians 11, and I immediately call to mind, like when I was younger especially, I just went to... People got up, it's time to go to communion. Everybody gets up, you stand in line, you go forward. You have zero, I had zero examination mm-hmm. of my life. I just figured, like, I'm not going to sit in the pews. Everybody else is standing up. I'm going to go forward too. And would that it was the case that it was only when I was a kid. I mean, I'm immediately convicted mm-hmm. again of times when I was following the Lord and I still went to communion. Unfortunately, if I take Paul's word seriously, eating and drinking condemnation upon myself because I received mm-hmm. unworthily, right? So mm-hmm. yeah, that's a great thing to consider first.
And you know, as we have this conversation, I'm thinking about sometimes maybe one of the reasons may be why we don't examine ourselves before communion is maybe we're just not in the habit of daily examining ourselves, period, you know.
That's a great point.
Or, you know, periodically through the day or certainly doing that evening examine. If we get into a habit of daily examining ourselves, perhaps we'd get in a habit yeah. of examining ourselves before we go to receive Jesus.
Yes, I used to watch my dad every night before he would go to bed. He was on his knees at the foot of his bed, and without ever saying anything to me, he just modeled for me, mm-hmm. like, that's how you end the night. Mm-hmm. You pray and you look back on the day. So that's a great point. So what are you doing in that examine? You're giving thanks to God for the blessings right. of the day, but you're also calling to mind, like, ooh, Lord, I fell short in my speech or my actions, right. my thoughts, whatever, please forgive me. Yeah, and then that becomes the fodder for
right.
confession, right?
Right,
yeah. And you mentioned, do I approach the sacrament with reverence and with awe? Or is this just becoming routine? So that's certainly a good thing for us to think about. What's the comment from the, I never remember who says it, but you were talking about it earlier, that if I believe that was Jesus.
Yeah, so I think it's Peter Kreft wrote in Ecumenical Jihad. I can't remember the exact quote, but the gist of it is if a non-Catholic to another Catholic, if I believed that that's really Jesus, I'd be on my face
right.
as soon as I walked right. into your church.
Which we don't want to encourage. That's a kind of an awkward way to go to communion, and it would make the line really long.
Totally.
But nonetheless, I mean, the attitude is the attitude.
Just overwhelming awe,
right?
like yeah. oh my gosh, that's Jesus.
Right, as right. opposed to coming forth for a piece
present.
Of candy or something.
Right.
I might encourage us too, just in asking prayers, like, imagine what would Paul write to me personally? Mm. What would he say to me? Like, am I being an agent in the community that I'm a part of division? Mm. Or am I being an agent of unity? I mean, genuine unity, not the superficial unity that the
right.
world talks about all the time. So, there's probably a lot of other things that we could think about, but those are a couple things for us just to reflect on in
prayer.
I'd
be convicted in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So there's some things too there's a boatload of resolutions that we could consider offering, but maybe we can break these into three different things. One is something to pray with. Second is some things to consider reading, and then third is some things to consider doing. Okay, so in terms of praying, I think we would just really encourage all of us, go to this passage in 1 Corinthians 11. And just let the Lord speak.
You're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and we are celebrating our 2022 Spring Spirit Drive. I'm your host for the hour, David Martin, and I'm in the studio with Father Dave Sizemore, Kevin Lowry, and Mark Hawk. Gentlemen, we just listened to a clip from one of the most favored programs we have at St. Gabriel Radio, which is Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. That's actually from Acts 29, where he talked about the examination of conscience. Wonderful thoughts during the Lenten season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, examination of conscience is something that is part of our Catholic tradition. I mean, if you just Google that term, you're going to go to Catholic sites. So what is the examination of conscience? It's an opportunity really for us throughout the day just to kind of pause and look at our lives. And when you look at where this really comes from, which is called the daily examine, like St. Ignatius of Loyola in the 16th century really helped us with the examination of conscience. And what is it? It's just kind of looking at our lives and, first of all, thanking God and praising Him. And looking at our day, for instance, at the end of the day, looking at all the good that He has done in our life. And as we just think about that I can breathe, that I can walk, that I can go to school, that I can work, that I can love my family. And we just thank God after each one of those. But then it's also an opportunity to look at like where we fell short, you know. I should have said something to this coworker. I know that he was struggling, or I got angry at my spouse, or I went a little too far in, disappointing my child or something like that. You know, I road rage, whatever it was. And after each one of those things, we just say, I'm sorry, you know, mm-hmm. Lord. And then the last part of that is just to make some resolutions, you know, like, okay, I'm begin the next day and I really want to work on this or that. And we just lift that up to the Lord. So you thank God, you ask God for forgiveness, and you make resolves to work on things, you know. And when we do this on a regular basis and it becomes a rhythm for our lives, then we just open ourselves up more and more to be able to hear and see God so we can praise Him, also to hear and see Him so that He can help us become more and more the persons He created us to be. And He gives us goals, you know. And that's kind of the examination of conscience.
You know, Father Dave, one of the things I love about our Catholic faith is we recognize that our relationship with the Lord is not static, that we are called to cooperate with the Lord. And when we cooperate, we actually do grow. We grow on this earth. It's not like we're waiting for heaven for everything to all of a sudden, you know, fall away and become perfection. The Lord allows us to grow right now.
Well, and one of the ways that He does that is through learning from our mistakes, which is why the daily exam is so important, because when I love how Father Ricardo talked about getting in the habit, which Father mentioned as well, because when you're ending your night, which Father said that he had watched his own father do throughout his life, and you get into that habit, that rhythm, where you're just sort of purposefully ending your day like that, I think that's a very powerful sort of means of conversion. I know San Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, was really into this. And I just think that there's great, great practical value.
And Kevin, we get the pleasure of working together every day, and thank you for the gift of that. But one of the things we talk about in the work life, and I think in our culture, is the root of a lot of our problems is pride.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yep.
And I think one of the things that this does is it helps build humility.
That's right.
And so if you come to the reality that, yeah, I have a lot to be grateful for, but I have a lot that I need to work on, then it starts to help you recognize as a disciple, I want to be better, I want to be holy, and I'm on a journey to be holy. And with that, I recognize I don't have it all figured out.
Mm. And Mark, it's so funny that you say that, because I one of the things that struck me this morning is that with all of us being so entrenched with St. Gabriel and really just loving serving, we've, especially for us married guys, we should say thank you to Michelle and Tanya and Kathy for allowing us to do this sort of thing. And it hit me that examination of conscience, I remember somebody telling me early on when I sort of grasped this idea for the first time, that this is really something where if you can't do it well and you're married, just ask your spouse at the end of the day, you know.
Oh, were you falling short?
And they'll help you, because it's really, I mean, it's kind of funny, but they are a great means of helping us keep rooted and keeping our feet on the ground and not allowing pride to get the best of us. And that's truly a grace. That's a good thing.
Amen.
You know?
That's great insight. And again, if you're listening, give us a call at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. during our Spring Spirit Drive, where we ask you only twice during the year, the spring and the fall, to pledge your support to the ongoing work of St. Gabriel Radio every day. We, by the way, have a goal, which is to get a total of 21 gifts during this hour. I know we've surpassed 14. We're on our last set seven.
We have three more. I want to name them.
Okay.
And we need only four more. But
so we need
only
four
have,
callers.
We only have 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
So we need
okay?
those calls.
So here we go. Here we go. It's Mark and Kathy. They're from St. Francis. And what do they like about St. Gabriel? They said everything. You know, it's just so practical. It's so timely. It's great. They made the gift in honor of their pastor. That
who shall
me.
Go nameless?
That would be me.
Or who shall not go nameless?
Father David Sizemore. Yeah.
Okay, so then we have Nancy, also from St. Francis, and she's made a platinum gift.
Wow.
You know, which is, wow.
Yeah, so, wow. That's wow. awesome. Father, I think we need to do a business sponsorship for Father wow. David Sizemore. This is Father David Sizemore. So we're going to have some kind of sponsorship. So, for
heaven knows, you've said the name already 100 times.
Somebody owns a business has to call, right? And then we have, Mary. And she's from Our Lady of Miraculous Medal. That was the parish that I grew up in as a boy.
Oh, wow.
And she's making the gift in honor of my mother. She knew my mother.
How sweet.
When we were there years ago. So thank you, Mary, for your gift in honor of my mother.
And we just got one more, too, from Kristen at St. Matthew, and she's giving in honor of Father Sill.
Oh, Father Ted Sill.
Yeah, Father Ted Sill in St. Matthew Parish. And she's a big fan of Father Ricardo, Dr. Ray, Dr. Anders. So
thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
I have to thank Father Sill, too, because he was our vocations director years ago when I was in seminary. And so...
Now, don't blame him.
No,
he's a good man.
He got me in. He slipped me in. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Right.
We need three more gifts. We're up to 18.
And I love that Kristen remembered Father
three
Ted.
More.
Not that I don't love celebrating Father Day, but I love that Kristen remembered Father Ted.
That's
right?
Yes.
It really, and the fact is, it's wonderful to hear from so many different parishes. We've got great Catholics throughout our diocese.
Yeah.
We've got 5 minutes left, and we need three gifts.
They're going to come.
We need
three
gifts.
So, Kevin, if you could text one of your children, I know you got a dozen of them.
What's the number, Mark? What's the number?
614-459-4820 or saintgabrielradio.com.
Operators are standing by. They're going to call. You wait and see. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time. Just give us a quick call. We'd love you to be a sustaining member, which is sort of our life's blood of our support, because those sustaining members make a commitment on a monthly basis. They say they'll give $20 or more a month, and they can do that through a credit card. Very easy to do. But they really are what we count on, because we kind of keep them between the phone bill and the electric bill. We know that their support's going to be there every month, and we've really built a station on sustaining members, as well as some tremendous leadership gifts.
4 minutes.
And we also welcome one-time gifts. But we got 4 minutes, so now's the time. Or a business member, we welcome you at $60 per month for 100 mentions per year or more. Hey, listen, Father John Ricardo calling us to examine our conscience. This is part of how St. Gabriel Radio becomes part of our plan, right? The things we hear on St. Gabriel Radio, the spiritual practices, that's what strengthens us to be better Christians, to live deeper in our faith, and strengthens us to share it with others.
A great practical example, Father Ricardo this morning was talking about the 24th, next Thursday, a movement to pray for the folks in Ukraine.
Mm.
And so when you think about the pain that we all feel and the sadness of seeing this world event, you know, and I didn't live through the past conflicts of World War I and World War II, but just the fear for many of those folks whose ancestors lived right in the middle of that and now are experiencing that again, you know, you feel like there's something I got to be able to do here, right?
Yes.
And I think that what we know and what St. Gabriel Radio through Father Ricardo and many of the teaching is pray. Get on our knees and pray.
Yeah.
And as he said, if we would all on that Thursday at 3 p.m. during the Divine Mercy Hour got on our knees, the difference we could make is something we can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Because that's really, you know, what has been taught to us all along is to pray. And that's where God can work when we're asking for that.
Mark, my mother would tell me that during World War II, the churches were packed.
Yeah.
People prayed and prayed and prayed. And she said on VJ Day, Victory Over Japan, she said you couldn't get into the churches. It was so many people were grateful. But you know, where is God? Well, God's here. It's just, where are we? are we seeking his face?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what the Christian life is all about, is remembering that actually God is seeking us. You know, he's seeking us, and all we have to do is just turn to him. And St. Gabriel Radio, every day, 24 hours a day, has an opportunity for us to turn to him. You know, we have so much wonderful programming that can just turn our minds to him, then our hearts turn to him, and then our lives turn. So call us. We have only 2 minutes left to reach our goals. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Just 2 minutes left.
And we only need a couple few calls.
We need three.
It. Yeah. You're it. If you call us now, you take us over the top, you know? It's a very, very good thing.
Well, and if you think back to the foundation of Catholic radio, I think it was a movement of the Holy Spirit for times just as we have now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the Holy Spirit obviously knows all of time, looked ahead.
Yeah. And that's when I look at this, is what we all need to do together. So join the family by supporting it, keeping it strong, so we can continue to reach folks and helping us support during the Spirit Drive as we wrap up the hour.
Yeah, and give the gift because of the gift that's given to you. If you're like me, there's been so many times I've listened to St. Gabriel, just even incidentally turned it on, and there was the Lord speaking through whatever that message was, whether it was about how to be a better husband, or whether it was about, you know, Lord, are you there? Or how do I discern this decision? It just seems like, you know, it's always afresh when you turn it on. And so give that gift back to others.
Well, I know the phones are ringing. Aha. So as we come through the break on the other side of the hour, I think we're going to find out how we did.
So we're going to go to a break, okay?
Yes.
But we actually time-wise have 3 more minutes for you to call. When we come back from the break, we can let you know if we reached our goal. So 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We're going to break.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Are you and I a friend of Jesus? That's the important one. See? He will never let you down. He will always be forgiving and merciful and compassionate. You can't say that of any friend. So, I have a wonderful friend, and we've been friends for 40 years. Wonderful. I think that's a big grace. Scripture says, if you have found such a one, praise God. But ordinarily, you can't say that you would tell your very heart to this one or that one. To some, it would be like putting it in a newspaper. Be all over town, half hour. Where you wouldn't talk to a friend like that. But with Jesus, you can talk to any friend. You can talk to him as the best of friends.
People you know and trust are on EWTN.
Did you know that your body has a theology? Legend has it that St. Augustine was walking along a beach one day. He saw a boy running back and forth, filling a cup with water and pouring it into a hole, only to watch it disappear into the sand. "What are you doing?" Augustine asked. "I'm emptying the sea into this hole," replied the boy. Are we not also trying to fill our own God-shaped hole? When I have one chocolate, I want two. One reality show, and before you know it, I've watched a whole series. Binge watching, binge eating, binge gossiping. This lust in our heart is the fruit of our disobedience in the Garden of Eden, and it's through the theology of the body that we allow our restless heart, as Augustine said so long ago, to rest in thee. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more TOB Minutes, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
Why support Catholic Radio? How about hearing faithful teaching from Pope Francis and Bishop Brennan on family and life issues? The news from the Catholic world is changing daily, and the need for Catholic guidance in the world of sound bites and manipulation is more important than ever. As a listener-supported radio station, the only way that St. Gabriel Radio can keep you informed about your Catholic faith is with your financial gift. How much is up to you? But when you consider all that you will learn on St. Gabriel Radio, a gift of $50, $100, or sustaining membership of $20 a month is a fair price to pay. Please call 614-459-4820 with your gift right now. That's 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus